the campaign, right? November coming up. It'll always happen fast than we want. We're talking about you and your opponent, who'll be joining us tomorrow 7:20. But I want to kick back. All right, you know, as you're in your first term. I mean, it's always different than what you think it will be once you get in it, and there's so much to do, right? Especially when you're campaigning and having to be a senator at the same time. But take a moment. Define the issue in Illinois that has to be dealt with. In your opinion, what monster do we need to hold to the ground first?
Well, first of all, it's good to be here, Tom. And you know, my first short 18 months of being a member of the 100th General Assembly as a state senator has been quite an experience, and it's been an incredible honor. And you know, now that we have a balanced budget, we can focus our initiatives, and you know, as you well know that I do, on economic development for Southern Illinois. I'm really excited in the month and a half that I've been back from the spring session to be able to focus on building our economy here in Southern Illinois. I'm excited that our education funding is fully funded with an additional $350 million, so we can continue to grow our education and work on the teacher shortage, staff shortage, which is critical. But most importantly, to go out and just really capitalize on the resources that we have here in Southern Illinois. And that's where I'm really spending my time. And you're correct. In 16, I was the candidate, right? Well, now I am the state senator and a candidate. So maybe I have to work 16 hours a day instead of 12 hours a day, but that's perfectly fine with me.
But what problem do you see that we have to deal with here in Illinois?
Well, we have to grow our jobs, and we grow our jobs through the private sector. We grow our jobs through creating and capitalizing on the opportunities that we have. We've got to work on pro-business reforms. I work with companies each and every day, you know, from all over the nation now, that are looking at different projects that we're going, such as the Cairo Riverport Terminal project. But we've got to ensure people that they can invest in Southern Illinois, give them the comfort zone that they can invest in Southern Illinois, and grow our tax dollars through private investment and public-private investment.
But here's the thing. We know now that we have more jobs than we do people nationwide, that we've been dancing this dance for a long time. We need jobs. Turns out we have jobs in many cases, but we don't have employees to work them in Southern Illinois. I hear this time and time from businesses. I assume you're hearing the same thing.
Well, absolutely. And we've had, as we all know, we've had this mass exodus of people leaving the state of Illinois. So we want them to know, especially as our kids are growing up and these kids are in school, that they can have a good career here in Southern Illinois, that they don't have to leave. And we have a lot of openings right now for jobs. There's truck driving jobs that are available. And there's going to be more available as things continue to prosper, especially with this Riverport Terminal project and other things that are going on in Southern Illinois. So hopefully that's going to be an encouraging process for our citizens to be able to supply the jobs that they need, and they don't have to leave Southern Illinois or the state of Illinois, because we are losing people each and every day.
All right, you said we have a balanced budget, all right? But we, at this point, and I did not check this morning, but we've been hovering around $6.2 or $6.5 billion backlog. The governor pointed out that more money from this year's budget probably should have gone to backlog of bills. What's to be done? We've already increased taxes. How do we deal with this backlog of bills, and how big of a priority this? When you talk about the economy, man, $6.2 billion worth of money in the economy from vendors who've supplied services to Illinois, that would probably help the economy quite a bit. So what do we do about this backlog?
Absolutely. I was actually on the phone with Comptroller Mendoza just last week talking about this very thing. And that's what we have. We have to continue to pay our bills, absolutely. And we're getting there. But it's going to be a process, and we're going to be able to do that. Sure, this balanced budget is not perfect. And unfortunately, it did not include these backlogs of bills. So that's something we have to continue if we can continue to grow our economy and be able to be pro-business and proactive, you know, we'll be able to start paying those bills. We are paying some of these bills. They are starting to catch up somewhat, but this backlog is not going to go away, and it's going to continue to grow if we don't continue to do something about it. So I'm encouraged that, you know, we're going to get there. We have to. It's going to be an issue, again, of growing our economy so we can have a stronger economy in Southern Illinois and create more jobs and be able to pay our bills in a timely fashion. It's going to be a process, and it's not going, as you mentioned, it's not going to happen overnight.
All right, so when it comes to another issue, and by the way, our bill backlog as of this morning at 8 a.m., I was low. $7,020,562,154.38. $7 billion went up $800,000 from this time last week. So property taxes, you talked about it, alluded to it when it comes to the exodus. I mean, if there's a singular issue, I actually was talking to a friend on the phone on Thursday afternoon, and he says, I had to have a yard sale to pay my property taxes. I don't know how I'm going to eat for the next 10 days until my check comes in.
You know, Tom, this is something that has to be addressed and quickly. You know, as long as we can continue to take some of the pressure off our funding mechanisms, you know, our education is an example, you know, to continue to fully fund education and give them the dollars that they need so they don't have to increase our property taxes via education, because a large percentage of our taxes go towards education. So if we can continue to alleviate some of that pressure as we continue to move forward in each physical year and alleviate some of that pressure, but we have to you know, create more sales tax dollars as well, so our municipalities don't have to raise their levies and such. So it's not going to be easy, but we have to put a cap on these property taxes. We have to stop that. You know, these home sales it's not going through the roof. You know, our other neighboring states, home sales, I was talking with an individual yesterday that they have a home in Texas. His son has a home in Texas, and he sold his house in 6 days. You know, I have neighbors in the neighborhood that I live in that had their home for sale. They retired and moved out of the state of Illinois, and their home's been for sale for 3 years. So this is a critical issue that has to continue to be addressed, and we just have to keep working toward it. It's not going to happen overnight, but you know, I'm really enthusiastic and optimistic about the future of Illinois and Southern Illinois, because there's a buzz going on now, especially with our tourism initiatives and some of these companies that are looking at us. So you know, that's how we're going to continue to get out of this hole. We have to promote, you know, we can't always be doom and gloom, even though we all know the doom and gloom's there. We have to be passionate and encouraging and talk about all the great opportunities we have to offer here in beautiful Southern Illinois, and bring these companies in. And you know, they're looking at us. It's not going to be easy. But you know, they're looking at us, so that's extremely encouraging. And we have to have this workforce ready. We have to have workforce development programs. We're working toward that, to be able to educate, you know, in trades. We're going to see an influx of construction. I'm confident about that. So our local unions are going to be able to have more jobs for electricians and carpenters and painters. You know, trades is going to be a field that you're going to continue to see expand.
We should bring in vocational education back into high schools?
Absolutely. It's imperative that we give these kids a school. College is not for everyone, you know, and now that we know that, we're confident that we're going to see an influx of construction in Southern Illinois over the years, unless the rug just gets pulled out from underneath us, which, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen, you know, but if that happens, it happens everywhere. But I really feel like, you know, these kids, you know, you're starting to see these kids become interested in being an electrician or a plumber, a carpenter, a painter, whatever it may be. And, you know, those are great careers, right?
What do you know now that you did not know when you began running for Senate that you think is important, that as a rule the general public doesn't know about? What do you know now you didn't know now that you think is essential, especially when it comes to performing your job as best you can as senator?
You know, something that I've worked hard at since the day one that I stepped on that Senate floor, Tom, is developing relationships, especially developing relationships on the other side of the aisle. And I've got to give my, you know, and that takes time. I've only been a member for 18 months, but I have developed incredible relationships with these other state senators. There may be 59 state senators, but there's only one Illinois, right? And I've got, as an example, the overweight bill. You know, the governor can declare a harvest emergency declaration in the winter, you know, if the farmers can't get their crop out. So working closely with my Democrat colleague, Martin Sandoval, Senator Sandoval, I went to him before the end of session, and I said, Senator, can you help me get this bill through? Right. It's imperative to Southern Illinois and to get these farm commodities out. And he looked at me and he goes, Senator, let's get it done. And then also with my Democrat colleague, Senator Claiborne out of the Metro East, on an initiative that we're working for Southern Illinois tourism. We're working hand-in-hand. We were able to co-sponsor together. I sponsored the overweight bill, and Senator Sandoval, if it hadn't been for him and bringing IDOT and ISP in at the last minute practically of spring session to help me get this through. So that's what's important, is developing these relationships to work together as one. And that's something that has been extremely fun for me.
Senator Dale Fowler, Senator, especially coming over to the studio this morning, 720. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's always good to see you. God bless everyone.